USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The coronavirus pandemic sent the United States economy plunging by a record-shattering 32.9% annual rate last quarter, squeezing already struggling businesses and forcing a wave of additional layoffs. The economy's collapse in the April through June quarter is stunning in its speed and depth and came as a resurgence of the viral outbreak has pushed businesses to close for a second time in many areas around the country. The government's estimate of the second quarter fall in the gross domestic product has no comparisons since 1945. The previous worst quarterly contraction was 10%, less than a third of what was reported during the 1958 Eisenhower administration. Andrew Hunter, a senior U.S. economist at Capital Economics, said, "We expect it to take years for the damage to be fully recovered. The plunge in the GDP underscores the unprecedented hit to the economy from coronavirus." This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A top Republican responds after President Trump floats the idea of postponing the November election. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
U.S. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says, in his words, there's no way they will not hold presidential balloting as scheduled. He can understand President Trump's concerns about possible voter fraud if there's mostly mail-in voting.
But never in the history of the federal elections have we ever not held an election, and we should go forward with our election.
Trump suggested delaying the election in a Thursday morning tweet, but constitutionally, the power to make such decisions about national elections rests solely with the U.S. House.
St. Louis County's prosecutor announced that he will not charge the former police officer who fatally shot Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, a dramatic decision that could reopen old wounds amid renewed and intense national conversation about racial injustice. Wesley Bell's decision marked the third time prosecutors investigated and opted not to charge Darren Wilson, a white officer who fatally shot Brown on August 9, 2014. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal grand jury returned a 34-count indictment against Los Angeles City Councilman Jose Huizar, alleging he accepted bribes, concealed income, evaded taxes, and continued to lie to investigators. Huizar, age 61, is accused of accepting $1.5 million in illicit financial benefits, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles. He was arrested and released on $100,000 bond. A previous federal charge of conspiracy to violate the Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act was incorporated into the indictment. Former President Barack Obama gave a searing eulogy for John Lewis, urging Americans to honor the legacy of a civil rights giant by engaging in the good trouble that leads to a more perfect democracy and to get out and vote in the face of powerful institutions that seek to oppress.
In the pulpit of its greatest pastor, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., pay my respects to perhaps his finest disciple, whose faith was tested again and again to produce a man of pure joy and unbreakable perseverance. John Robert Lewis.
In addition to Obama's eulogy, former President George W. Bush and Bill Clinton spoke at the funeral that will conclude the memorial services held for Lewis over the last 6 days in several cities. Lewis, who represented Atlanta in the House of Representatives after serving as a young leader of the civil rights movement in the 60s, died July 17th following a month-long battle with pancreatic cancer. He was 80. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.